Masechet Eduyot Perek Het Mishnah Gimel. A Kohen is not allowed to marry a divorced woman. If a Kohen does marry a divorced woman and they have a child, a baby boy, that child would be a halal. A halal becomes disqualified from the kihuna. Even though his father is a full-fledged Kohen, this child loses out on all his rights of kihuna. And if a halal, that child, eventually grows up and he has relations with a woman, that woman now is unfit to marry a Kohen. These halachot apply in cases of safek as well. So let's say you have a Kohen who marries a woman who might be a divorced woman. And then they have a child, they have a son. That son is now a safek halal. A safek halal. So a woman who has relations with a safek halal becomes forbidden to marry a Kohen out of a safek. Here, this Mishnah will talk about a safek halal, but it's not known which member of the family he is. So we'll say that every man in that family is looked at as a safek halal and would not be allowed to marry a kohenet. That family is called an isa, like a dough. A dough is made up of all different components, all different ingredients, and once it's turned into a dough, you don't have the ability to identify each ingredient. Same thing over here. You have a family with different categories of people, but you're unable to identify who fits into what category. Mishnah says, He'id Rabbi Yehoshua v'Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera. These rabbis testified. Al-Almanat Isa, she keshera l'kihuna. They testified about a widow that comes from a mixed family. What's the situation here? You have a woman whose husband died. She was married into a family where there was a possibility that one of them was a halal. So we say that she's permitted to marry a Kohen after her husband passes away, even though there's a chance that she's the widow of a halal, that her husband was a halal before he passed away. And if he was a halal, she would not be allowed to marry a Kohen. Here we say uniquely over here, there's a safek sfeka, there's a double doubt that allows her to marry a Kohen. Number one, we don't know if her husband was the person who is the safek halal or not. We don't know. Maybe it's him, maybe it's another member of his family. And even if you want to say it was him, that he was the safek halal, he's a safek halal. We don't know if he really was a halal or not. Maybe he wasn't even a halal. So therefore, we have a case of safek sfeka, a double doubt, we rule leniently. So therefore, we say that the widow was allowed to marry into the kehuna. Next case of the Mishnah, another testimony of this type of family, of an Isa family. Sheha Isa keshera letame ultaher lerahek ulkarev. We say that even though we have this mixed family where it's a possibility that one of them is a possible halal, but we don't know who that person is, we say even though that they have this sort of status and people know about them, they should still hold of themselves as being a very proper family. That means since they're really a family of Kohanim, before they allow a woman to enter their family, they have to investigate and look into her background. If she's forbidden to get married, is she permitted to get married? Should they prevent her from marrying into the family? Should they try to bring her near, try to bring her into the family? A family like this, who has a safek halal possibly mixed into them, they may think that they lost their good name already, that they don't have that high esteem of being Kohanim anymore, and they don't have to really do any investigations. The Mishnah here tells us no, even though they have this sort of status amongst their family, they still have to do their due diligence to make sure that only proper girls, proper women would marry into their family, and they have to disregard any possible rumor or fact that's out there about them. Now we'll have a few disagreements in terms of the ruling of Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, where they said, in Almanat Isa is allowed to marry a Kohen, that a woman who was previously married into a family where there was a safek halal possibility, we said that she was allowed to marry into a Kohen afterwards. We'll have a machloket about that. Amar Rabban Gamliel. Rabban Gamliel said to Rabbi Yehoshua and Rabbi Yehuda ben Betera, Kibalnu edutchem, we accept your testimony. We believe that you heard from the rabbis of the earlier generation that an almanati sazla to marry a kohen. Al almana aseshe gazar Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai shelo lehoshiv batei din al kach. But what do we do? Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai made a decree that we don't let courts meet for this purpose. Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai prohibited the bet din to allow an almanati sa to marry into the kehuna. Hakohanim shomin lachem lerahek. And the reality is that even if the court would tell us that a Kohen is allowed to marry this type of widow, the Kohanim would listen to the court's only to distance from her. That if the court would rule that she's forbidden, they would accept that court's ruling, but they would never accept the Kohanim who were trying to keep their status, trying to preserve that lofty lineage of the Kohanim. They'll never listen to a court that tells them to bring in an almanat isa, aval lo lekareh, but they would not listen to a court that's telling them to bring this type of young woman in, this type of almana in to marry a Kohen. They would never listen to the Kohanim who accepted upon themselves that lofty status of lineage. They would never compromise now, especially once Rabban Yohanan ben Zakkai said an extra restriction, so it's not worth deliberating about this because it's not going to be lema'aseh. The Kohanim will never go ahead and marry a woman who was previously married into this Isa family.